Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to Outdoors with Larry Ray. Brought to you by the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, B&M Poles, and Ducks Unlimited.
Good Saturday morning back on Outdoors with Larry Ray, Brad Carson. We've got Gene Smith, and we've got Phil Stukenborg in studio. And we're sharing stories and memories of the 25 years here on 790, as well as his time with the Commercial Appeal and here in Memphis as a preps writer and just longtime, you know, journalist, reporter, the great Larry Ray. And we celebrate his life today here on 790 after 25 years on 790. And Gene is his longtime co-host here on this show.
Yes, sir. Started back on Union Avenue with him.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get up at 5 o'clock to get to the studio.
So the studio was in WMC building, right?
Right, downstairs, yeah. A little bitty place.
That had to be a little intimidating.
It was real small, yeah.
Walking in a TV studio and FM 100's in there.
We had to unlock the gate to get in, and we parked sometime on the street or in the lot.
Yeah.
But one time, I belonged to a black powder club.
Yep.
And I had my outfit on, my Mountain Man outfit.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get a Coca-Cola, so I asked Larry, I said, can I borrow your thing to go out and come back another way? So I went downstairs, and the guys were in there typing. You know, it was early in the morning. And I said, excuse me, do y'all have a change for a dollar? And they saw me. And our producer then, we called him Elvis.
Yeah.
I said, I think I scared them guys down there. He said, he called down there and said, all we remember is a white guy with a big old knife.
You could just tell these stories one after the next.
Oh, yeah. And also, we were dove hunting one time.
Yeah.
And Dave Gabbert did a lot of work on his guns all the time, and he left the plug out. And he said, don't you ever tell anybody that I left my plug out of my gun, because Andy Tweed checked him, but he didn't give him a ticket, of course.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, we always had a lot of fun every time.
Dove hunting, that was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a place on Austin Peay, a friend here.
Yeah.
Larry had a lot of contacts. People just loved him. It's amazing that people just love Larry. It's just something about him.
Yeah.
Magnetism, I guess.
Yeah, we were talking to Bill Cooksey about this. I knew he, so you like dove hunting. He'd turkey hunt, fish. He'd do all of it. We've got Miriam and Jason, his son here. Miriam, if you want to come over and share with Gene on the microphone, you want to walk over here. We were talking about some of those times with the fishing rodeo, and you know, the one cool thing is you have this repertoire of memories that go back, and all of these people that are connected to your husband. What's that like?
Well, you have to have a good memory of who people are, because he'll start talking about somebody.
Yeah.
And I said, who is that? I don't know. Oh, you know who that is. You know,
right,
he thought,
right,
I knew everybody like he did. But he just, I don't know, he just drew people to him because he loved, I don't know. He just loved being with other people and doing the things they do or whatever, you know. And that was a real, I thought, a very good, what would I call it?
Quality.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Quality.
Yeah.
You know, to be that way.
He had to have 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 people in his phone.
That's the truth. After his death,
yeah.
After that, you should have seen his phone.
Yeah, because you were obviously you and I spoke on the phone there, and
yeah, I was just going back and forth from my phone to his phone. That was when he went into the hospital.
Yeah, organizing that. Yeah,
yeah, and I don't know all these people.
Yeah, who are these people calling? And I know how overwhelming that is. And I know how bad he wanted to do the radio show, and he was concerned about the radio show. And I'm like, the last thing you need to think about, brother, is the radio show. But he loved it that much.
Yeah.
He just loved it.
He did. And talking about the Legend of the Outdoors, he did not need to be on that trip up there.
No, he didn't. But and he wanted to, he was hell-bent on doing it.
I thought he was going to fall down the stairs when he came off because he was really sick. And he came out and he said, we've got to leave right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we knew then that his health was
It was slowing down. Real quick, Jason, come over to the microphone if you could. We've got Jason Ray in studio. Share your story. So it had to be something, you know, hunting with your dad. Come over to the microphone real close. Tell the story going and hunting with your dad and then your story about the hunter safety course. And, Gene, you can share your part of the hunter safety course bit we were talking about.
As far as the hunter safety course, before you could pass the course, the last step you had to do was the entire class had to go to the gun range and shoot guns with the instructor, Gene.
Yep.
And the last day of class, I looked at Gene and said, you know, what day are we going to the gun range? And he just looked back at me and said, don't worry about it. Just tell your dad to take you sometime. Passed me anyway.
That's funny. Gene had shared the story off the air, Gene, and I don't want to – I'm going right to it because we want to get to our next guest here, Don King. But how did you tell Larry that he failed the hunter safety course?
Because I've been teaching since 63.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Larry got me nominated for the Hall of Fame Award.
That's fantastic.
And also a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow.
When we had that thing up in Kenton, Tennessee, the kid adventure thing. But yeah, Larry was in the class because you had to have it to go out west, no matter what age you are, or on military property. And we took him outside and privately told him he failed the course. And boy, his jaw dropped. And I failed the course, Larry Ray, outdoor editor, sports writer. And of course, we had to give in to him. But
Finally relented because it was too much for him, probably.
Oh, yeah. He thought it was. He said, I'm going to get you for that.
That's funny. That's a great story. We're joined now by Don King. Don, a TWRA legend, and of course now with the TWRA Chief Multimedia Development, Don King is with us on the phone. And in studio, we've got Miriam and Jason Ray and family members. We've also got in studio here, Don, to introduce you. Phil Stukenborg is with us, producer Shelby, and that was Gene Smith telling us about the time he pulled a prank on Larry where they told him he failed the hunter safety course.
I can't believe Gene would pull a prank on Larry Ray.
Yeah,
can you believe
right.
That?
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's unbelievable. Oh, man. Well, hey, are y'all having a good time today reminiscing?
Yeah, we are. We are having it. It is a good time, and we've got so many friends and family. We have Bill Cooksey was on with us, David Boyd, who worked with him back at the Commercial Appeal. And I appreciate you joining us, Don.
You bet. Yeah. You bet. You know, I guess I go back meeting Larry Ray back when I first joined the agency full-time. I'd heard his name and heard his name from my mentor and predecessor, Dave Woodward, who was chief of the Information and Education Division at that time. But he always talked about Larry Ray and, you know, writing for the Appeal and Commercial Appeal and just Outdoors and all kinds of great stuff. And I finally got to meet him. I think it was, I've been working for the agency almost 25 years now. So it was about 24 years ago. And I believe we did my first spot to do an interview with him on his show was about the time he was starting it.
Yep.
And I think it was, I think we were in Crossville doing the Sandhill Crane event, and I talked to Larry on the phone, and we just became good friends from that moment on. You know, you can't encounter Larry and not feel that that friendship that just naturally develops, you know, with a personality and a genuine human being that Larry Ray is. You know, he just the strong Christian beliefs he has and had and shared, you know, on a regular basis. One of my favorite memories was he invited me to come play for a wild game supper at his church, and really had a great time meeting everybody, and, you know, of course, eating some great groceries that night, but being able to share some music, and he always was so gracious about that, and I just really enjoyed that evening, and you could just tell how well thought of he was among his church family, as well as, you know, the outdoor community that all showed up to participate in that event that night. It was just great.
Yeah, Don King is with us. Don, I believe you were right there at the start of this particular show for the last 25 years. Gene, you'd probably know that too.
It's, yes, sir.
It's probably the same thing.
And Larry talked him into writing a theme song, and of course, Don jumped right on it. He was such a good guy.
Well, I couldn't let Smoke on the Water.
I know. I know. That was our first theme song.
Was that seriously? That was the first one before Don's song?
Smoke on the Water.
That was,
I did not hear that.
Bom, bom, bom. Yeah.
That does not fit.
No, it does not.
I mean, it's fine. It's a great song.
Right.
It's, you know, but Don, you do a great job on that theme song too, and we've been honored to have it on for 25 years. This is the 25th anniversary part of this show too that we're doing. Larry won in 25 years. A couple of things drove him, and this radio show in particular drove him, it feels like. Miriam was talking about how in sort of the last couple of months, you know, he was at that Ducks Unlimited show, and it was difficult. I mean, because Ron Wong passed away 6 months ago, and, you know, it's been a hard year, Don.
I know, and I remember coming over and being live on the air with Larry and the guys. Gene was there, and Andy Tweed came that day, and it was a good day, but I could tell Larry was, it never seemed like it was stressful or work or hard for him to do his radio show. It always just rolled right off his tongue and all that kind of thing. So, but that day it was a little different, and I just sensed it, with his, of course it probably didn't sound any different to the listeners, because he put on a great show as usual, but yeah, I could tell, and he was promoing the event that day, and I could tell he was going to do whatever it took to be there for that event. And sure enough, he made it to make that happen.
Also, sometimes we get busy talking to ourselves, and Larry had to correct us. Y'all pay attention. You're up next. He's strictly business when he got in the studio.
Phil, did he correct you on the job at all? Did he keep you straight?
He would. You know,
and the writing side?
He would say, you might want to check the spelling of that name.
We've got about a minute or so to go here, Don. Just final thoughts. And by the way, you can hear Don King on the TWRA Wildcast show that follows us here coming up.
Also, Don wrote a lot of songs for certain country music stars.
You are multi, and we were talking about Larry's music roots also, Don, trumpet player. So
so, and that's what I started with, but you know what, I had to switch, because in fifth grade I was making good progress on the trumpet, but every time I would play a solo in the band room, I was small, so I had to really muster a lot of oomph to get the notes out. My face would get red and all the girls would laugh. And I decided at that moment guitar is more what I'm going to go after. So.
Yeah, they like the rock
stars.
And
it's worked out. Yep. It's worked out fine.
Well, I appreciate you sharing stories in our time with Larry Ray. And Don, I appreciate everything you do for the outdoors and the TWRA. You are indeed a legend, and everything you do there. There's the development chief, and just appreciate your relationship with the radio station and the outdoors here in Tennessee. Thanks, Don.
You bet. And thank you so much to Larry Ray.
Yes. We appreciate you. Don King with TWRA. We'll be back here in just a second. We've got Guy Trebo coming up. We'll try to effort to get our couple other friends on with us, too. Our hillbilly outdoorsman, David Beal, we hope to join us as well on this Saturday. You're listening to Outdoors with Larry Ray on 790 AM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.